the Good Soldier Podcast. My name is Pastor Esteban Montoya of the Mountain View Baptist Church in Taos, New Mexico, and thank you for taking time to listen to the podcast. And the Good Soldier Podcast is here to encourage independent Baptist preachers to fight the good fight, to take up the sword of the Lord, and to move forward for the glory of God. If that's you, then this podcast will be an encouragement to you. And I want to thank you for listening to this episode. I just want to remind you of our sponsor. And today's sponsor is a little different. It is the Gospel Tract Ministry that I run here from Taos, invitation.church. Head over to www.invitation.church and you can see the gospel tracts that we make. But if you go to www.invitation.church/discount, you can receive a 10% discount off your first order of gospel tracts. And we have 3x5 gospel tracts that have a friendly invitation on the front and a plan of salvation on the back. And then we have trifold gospel tracts, which they're basically a half sheet, and then they fold them into threes, and the back of it has information for your church, but the gospel tract is meant to give a clear presentation of the gospel. And so head over to www.invitation.church/discount and fill out the form there so I can get all your information and send you a free proof of the gospel tract, and then you'll receive a 10% discount on your first order. And so that is a sponsor for our podcast. Do want to encourage you to head over to the website, and that is www.goodsoldier.co, and on the top there's a bar that you could join the email newsletter, and doing that will go ahead and send you articles that are only to the email newsletter list, and also updates whenever we have new podcast episodes. And today the podcast was a little late, and I normally have these episodes recorded by Saturday, but I wasn't able to get that done. Our entire family had been sick with the flu, except for me, and I was the doctor running around getting orange juice and you know, prescriptions and all these different things, making tea for everybody and all that sort of thing, and so I was a little off schedule, and then my website was giving me problems, and so I'm sorry that the podcast is coming in a little later than normal. Today I want to talk about the topic of being stirred for God. We know, as preachers, especially whenever we are in an area that maybe the culture isn't like us, things like politics can get people stirred up. I'm in a very liberal area where I'm at, and being a conservative, I get some people mad at me just because I believe in certain things. For instance, I'm pro-life, and I'm pretty sure you are as well. I'm against same-sex marriage and all the transgender stuff and everything else, and just like you are. And in our area, there's a lot of liberal people here, liberal-minded, and as a result of that, it's easy to get people stirred up about politics. And I try to avoid those things and just teach biblical morals and trust that the Lord will convict people's hearts regarding those things. But politics can get people stirred up. We're just a few hours away from Denver, and Denver has a football team, the Broncos. If I were to go to Denver wearing a Raider hat or something like that, I'm pretty sure I'd get some people mad at me, especially if I went to a football game. Sports can stir people up. There's a lot of different things that can stir people up, but I want to take a look at the Word of God and see what God wants for His people. And in particular, we're going to look at several passages that deal with what God expects out of His men, preachers of the gospel, and what they need in their hearts, and how God wants to stir them in certain areas. And so one of my favorite chapters of the Bible is Isaiah chapter 64, and verse number 7 is a very interesting verse. The Bible says, "And there is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities." The Word of God teaches that there was a generation of people that were backslidden, and Isaiah was preaching to these people. And we understand when you read the book of Isaiah, for the very first 5 chapters, Isaiah is calling people to repentance. He's telling them they're stiff-necked. He's telling them all these different things about their hearts and how they need to turn to the Lord. And then chapter 6 occurs. And in chapter 6, we find God dealing with Isaiah, and Isaiah goes from a position where he is no longer pointing his fingers at other people. He's pointing at himself whenever he sees God on the throne high and lifted up, and he saw the angels crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And his words were, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King. And you see that Isaiah had this encounter with the Lord that put him in his place. And from there, Isaiah's ministry, I really believe, became a very pivotal point, because God called him. He said, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me," a very famous verse regarding missions. But when you look at it, Isaiah was trying to call a group of people back to the Lord. And so fast forward several chapters, and we have Isaiah 64, and Isaiah is crying out to God for his presence. Isaiah is seeking the Lord that he'll do a work, and all these different things. And then Isaiah makes a statement that there is none that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. And he's talking to these backslidden Christians, and he's saying there's no one out there that is getting stirred up to get a hold of God. Now you look at that. That is the idea. He wanted people to be stirred up to get a hold of God. And I don't know about you, but there's been many times in my life when God has got a hold of me. When I got saved, God got a hold of me. When God called me to preach, God got a hold of me. Whenever I wanted to go off into church planting and evangelism, God had to get a hold of me. God had to convict me. God got a hold of my heart. And I'm thankful for all those moments. But I want to ask you, preacher, has there ever been a time in your life when you got a hold of God? Whenever you put your hands on the horns of the altar, and you pleaded with God, and you dealt with God, and not that you came in arrogant, not that you came in trying to push your weight around, but the Bible says that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And you say, how can that happen? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed, we can now enter into that place. And God is concerned that there's not people that are stirred up to get a hold of God. I want to ask you, preacher, are you stirred to get a hold of God? You know, God's got a hold of you. Do you want to get a hold of God? Let me ask us this. When was the last time we got a hold of God? As a preacher, it's easy to go out and to feed other people and to preach the word of God and to encourage people and to preach with conviction and so on and so forth. But when was the last time we got a hold of God? When was the last time heaven came down in our time of prayer? And in reading the word of God, and in seeking the Lord. Maybe it's in your prayer closet you have in your house. Maybe you go out to the mountains and walk and you seek the Lord. Maybe it's at the church and you go down to the altar, or in your home, or wherever the case may be. When was the last time you got a hold of God? I want to stir you up today, preacher. Let's seek the Lord and seek him so that we can get a hold of heaven tonight, today. So you see here, Isaiah was stirred and he said, look, we need to get stirred up to get a hold of God. The next time we see this idea of getting stirred up, there's several times, but regarding the man of God, is found in the book of Acts chapter number 17. And the Bible says in Acts 17, verse number 16, now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. First, we find that we need to be stirred for God. Secondly, we need to be stirred for lost sinners. This man, Paul the Apostle, we know him in his ministry. In fact, in the podcast, we've had a lot to do with Paul and studying 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, the book of Acts, all these different things. And we've seen how Paul's ministry was and how he worked and labored. And we see the heartbeat behind Paul, and his heartbeat was such that he was concerned that people were believing a lie and worshiping false idols. And in particular, I really believe he was concerned that God would get glory for his creation, because these people had idols for everything. They had an idol for the sun, for the moon, for different stars and planets, for different emotions, for monetary gain, all these different types of idols they had. The Queen of Heaven, you name it. They worshipped all these false idols. And Paul saw they had an idol with an unknown God. And he said, him declare I unto you. And the very first thing he says was, God that made the world and all things therein. He was concerned that God would get glory for his creation, and he was concerned that people were worshiping the wrong thing. Now, the Bible says in the book of Romans that they worship and serve the creature more than the creator. Paul had a very firm understanding of idolatry and how people would worship idols and worship nature. It's interesting. You know, there's a big video going around on the internet right now whenever they're asking the Google device there, who is, you know, Buddha, who is Muhammad, and then they say, who is Jesus, and it doesn't answer. Well, today I got on my phone. Today is Monday, January 29th, 2018, and I asked, who is Jesus? And it said that religion is complicated, it can't answer. And then I said, well, who is Muhammad? And it said the same thing, and the same thing. And you say, what are you getting at here? People will worship anything, and we live in a society today that doesn't want to give glory to God. And you see here, Paul saw that, and he was concerned that people were worshiping these idols, and he wanted them to know the truth. And as a result of that, he got stirred up, and he wanted to do something about it. He wanted to give them the truth, and he had such a burning desire within to go and spread the good news and to tell them who God really is, and not only who he is, but what he's done for them and how that they could have a new life in Jesus Christ. And he was stirred for lost souls. And so you see here, Isaiah was concerned that we weren't stirred to get a hold of God. Paul is concerned, and he is stirred that people don't believe the truth, and he is willing to tell them the truth. He was stirred for lost souls. So you find here you're stirred toward God, you're stirred toward others, and then there needs to be a stirring within for the power of God for him to use us. The Bible teaches in the book of 2 Timothy, I'm going to turn there here, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 verse 6, the Bible says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. He was ordained, he was called to preach, and what does he say? For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Paul wanted Timothy to be stirred about the gift and the calling of God in his life, and that he wouldn't have fear. It's interesting, whenever you read 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, you find that there are people who are against Paul, and Paul is pleading with Timothy not to be ashamed of him or his testimony or his bonds, Paul's bonds being imprisoned and so forth. And as you look at all these things, I really believe there is fear in the heart of Timothy, possibly, and Paul didn't want him to quit. And so he reminded him about the gift, the calling to preach, the ordination that took place, the laying on of hands, the sending him out, the commissioning him into the gospel ministry. And then he reminds him he had that calling and that gift, get stirred up in it, but he reminded him of what came along with it. And he tells him that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so those are gifts that God, I really believe, not only gave to Timothy, but I believe any God-called man of God who's been properly sent out and so forth, he has that same gift. And I believe every Christian has the Holy Spirit of God in them. And God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and of a sound mind. And we need to be stirred within, and that we wouldn't fear, and that we would serve God, and that we would remember the calling of God in our life, and that we would go forward, and that we would proclaim the gospel with boldness and with love and with power, a sound mind with proper doctrine, that we would be stirred and remember our calling of God in our lives. Preacher, are you stirred about that calling? Do you still get excited when you remember the day that you were ordained into the gospel ministry, when holy men of God, they laid their hands on you, and they prayed for you, and they commissioned you and sent you out of the local church and said, go out and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you went out, and yes, there may have been a little bit of fear, but you knew God's power was in your life. You knew that you had the love of God in your heart that's been shed abroad by the Holy Ghost, and you had a sound doctrine. You went out there with the right word from the Lord, and you weren't compromised. Do you remember that calling, preacher? And are you stirred about that calling? So, gentlemen, we need to be stirred to get a hold of God. We need to be stirred to reach lost people, and we need to be stirred about the calling of God in our lives. I'm stirred up about God's calling in my life. I love being a preacher. I love preaching the word of God. I love to share the word of God. And there's times whenever I've feared. There's times whenever I may not have had God's love in my life the way I ought to. There's times whenever I felt like I didn't have God's power. Let me say this. We need to get stirred and seek God for those things. And so thank you for listening to the Good Soldier Podcast. If this has been an encouragement to you, head over to www.goodsoldier.co, join the newsletter, and under the recent episodes, you'll see a link to iTunes. Head over there and click that link and leave a review in iTunes if you wouldn't mind, please. This will help our podcast get found. And so thank you, and may Christ bless you today.